All right, top of the morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Check your time. It's 16 minutes gone past the hour of 10 right here, Nigeria Info 99.3. How are you doing this morning? I hope that you woke up on a bright side. How are you? It's a fresh week. A fresh working week. And I don't know if I would say I woke up on the bright side today. I don't exactly know how, if I would say I'm pumped this morning. But I'm hoping that you are. My weekend was amazing. I think at this point I had time to be alone, to just hang out with friends, which is something I haven't done in a very, very long time. You know, even though I say sometimes, you know, find that time to spend with family, you know, but it's also that opportunity to spend with friends as well, which I think I did during the weekend. So shout out to those who did the same. Yeah, Collins is here with me. How you doing, boo?
I'm good, man. I'm fine. Really, really great, I must say. And that's not an expression that should come very easily, because sometimes when you're asked how you're doing, we tend to just answer the conventional response, I'm fine. But the question is, are you really fine?
But
I'm saying it with all sense of everything that yes, I think I'm fine. I've made up my mind to be fine, and yeah, it is what it is.
Alright, so Lagos, Nigeria, I'm hoping that you're fine as well. You know how we do it here on What's Up Lagos. We scream. Collins, you want to scream? I think you should scream.
Me?
Yeah.
Let it out, right?
Yeah, let it out.
Many things. Yes, I think I always look forward to. There's so many things I look forward to coming on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, but one of them, which is very paramount, is the energy we come to share here.
Yeah.
And occasioned by the screaming, which is an exercise. Which we recommend every Lagosian to you know, practice every morning, especially while I play some war. Yes, I think I would be screaming at some point, you know. I'll be letting it out. And I hope you feel the same way too.
Yeah, I think I also want to let it out, because I woke up very angry this morning. I woke up really, really, really angry.
Could you place where the anger is? You know?
I think I do, but I don't think it's something I want to share. But it's basically the fact that some areas in Lagos, Nigeria, has been abandoned by the government. And, you know, when we talk about these things, we keep talking about it that, you know, this government do something, right? Mm. We call on the areas, we call on the local government chairmen, you know. But nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing. It's really frustrating.
It is. There are a lot of number of places in Lagos that you just step into. You know that this is an abandoned place. Are you sure people live here? Of course, people live there.
People live there, but the people who live there, are they being catered for, or are they being catered to? You know, the basic things that, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to vent. I'm just going to vent this morning.
So I know a lot of people out there will feel the same way too, about the very many ills in our society, you know, and you have to deal with that. You have to, you know, also survive in the midst of all that. You have to find a way of surviving. And I know you're feeling that, you could be feeling that way right now. We're just letting you know that we also feel the same way too from time to time. In fact, if not every day, we get to feel this same pain and anger. That's why I say the polls of Lagos and Nigerians in general on a daily basis, because we're in the same society, we experience the same thing you experience. A colleague of ours was attacked, you know, over the week. Somewhere very close at Marwa area here. We hear about the stories of people, another colleague of mine who one of these days shared his story of how a gun was pointed in his head, to his head, you know, and they wanted to rob him right in the city center. And you wonder, you know, what exactly is going on? You know, what's the security situation? All these things put together, plus the fact that you still have to go about your business, you must survive. I mean, millions of people rely on their daily incomes to survive. So you just think about it, like, you can't even make a decision to say, no, right now I'm angry, I want to run, let me go somewhere.
Where do you want to run to? Do you even have the funds right now to say, I'm leaving this country? Do you even have that funds at the moment?
And that's it. I mean, and that's the thing. Those who are putting you in this mess have the funds, man. They could just wake up. In fact, I don't think they have stake in as many countries as possible. They are citizens of many countries. So when you think about all these things, you could just want it in your own life and say, man, what will not kill me? I will not put it on my mind. What will not kill me? And I will not allow anything, you know, affect my happiness, my peace,
that's
you know,
right.
and all that.
Right.
I think that's a position most of us have to take.
That's right. I mean, if you are just like me, I had to make a decision, just like you said. I had to tell myself, you know, I cannot allow, you know, I cannot allow this emotion get the better side of me. I had to make that decision. So I think that you should also make that decision if you are having a hard time with life at the moment.
Yep.
With the situation of things in the country at the moment, I would advise, I would like for you to choose what to absorb. Yeah, I mean, there are things that we cannot overlook.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that we cannot say, oh, I'm overlooking this. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. But they are staring and glaring right at you. You know, you have to still think about it once in a while. But I just would love for you to choose your happiness.
Yes, indeed.
Choose your happiness this morning.
That's right. And talking of which, we're starting the show for the few minutes to have you scream and also cheers to life like we do every single day on the show. So when you hear, "What's up, Lagos?" you hear someone on the other side say, "Cheers to life."
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just some words we're expressing. We're also asking you to take a picture if you can. Share with us on our socials. We do cheersing to life. How was it cheering today? All right, you're cheersing to life. So take that picture, share with us. Tag us at Nigeria Info. Tag What's Up Lagos, Collins _ Teke, Andrea _ Teke on Twitter, and the hashtag Nigeria Info WL, hashtag Teke Dimeji, hashtag Family Talk, and share the rice and all the hashtags. All right, do that on our Twitter page so we can also get inspired by your mood this morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to share with us how your weekend went, we'll be good. We'll be glad to hear. Not a good one for the creatives. Of course, the creative space, a lot of things happening. We heard about Idris Adukarim being busted. I don't know, busted, just casted.
Well, why would he do that?
No, actually? he didn't do anything wrong.
No, not him. I'm not talking about him. The person he reached out to. That was so petty.
No. See, the old story gets as it be. The old story get as it be.
Okay.
And, you know, that's why, well, when you have a conversation with people and then, you know, the fear of screen munch, all right, is the beginning of wisdom in present day reality.
Yeah, sure.
I'm telling you. Because in most cases, someone who even screen grab the full message, their own parts, they'll just screen grab one part and put it. Once it's out there, the story, another matter. So in this case, I'm just going to say straight, for those who are following the Idris story, you know, bottom line, let me tell you what happened. He had a conversation with the minister, you know, trying to support the campaign. You know, most of these guys do it because the industry is messed up, that man. Your intellectual property cannot put food on your table anymore. You've got to know someone or maybe be in a political clan. That's when you see people say, oh, artists, they are supporting politicians. Now, they were the money there, and that's what they are following. And I don't hold anything against him, but, you know, I expected that he should, if you do something, don't deny it. Don't be saying, it wasn't like that. Until that particular message came out, people thought that, you know, he didn't do such a thing. And then when he came out, I expected him to just say, yes, I did it.
I did it.
At the hustle. What's wrong with that? Mention one person who's celeb who has not done it. There are a lot of people who have not, but most of them get to, you know, patch behind this politician. For crying out loud, man, politics is the biggest business in Nigeria for, you know, since 1900. Just saying, man. So if you want to be in the space, you have to play. So I don't blame him for anything. Guys, in case you don't know what that story is, you can find out later. That's what our focus for today is not.
That's right. So, I mean, we want to hear from you, Lagos, Nigeria. How you doing this morning? What's happening around you? Do you want to talk to us? Do you want to share with us your experience over the weekend? What did you do during the weekend? All right. We remember we saw a very interesting movie.
Yeah.
And trust me, something about that movie struck me real hard because of the relationship she had with her mom. And, you know, if you're wondering what the movie is, if you're seeing the movie This Lady Called Life, That movie. Yeah, it is a great movie.
It's Nollywood, yes. And it's very good.
It's a great movie. Yes, it's Nollywood.
And it's very good.
Well, yeah, very good. It is a great movie. Tell us what you did during the weekend. How you doing this morning? Mm. Just scream, what's up, Lagos? And we're here to, you know, scream cheers to life.
That's right.
0700-993-993-993. And if you're a woman, 01465-7190.
Yes, we'll be due for a break in the moment. But let's see who's first to talk to us this morning. And after the break, we'll let the foundation of our conversation be laid on the Family Talk today. I know you can't wait for that. Those who are streaming us live on Facebook, you already know what the conversation is. And I know you can't wait for that too. Let's get to hear who's first in line to talk to us. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What?
Oh my goodness. Please do call us back. Hello?
Killed of. Yes! Cheers to life!
Cheers to life!
Good morning!
Good morning to you. Oh my, oh my.
Oh my goodness. Good morning. This is Ella from Aja.
Oh, Ella, good to have you. How was the weekend?
It was fun.
Great to know.
I took my kids to the beach and we had fun.
Okay, fantastic to know.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So great speaking to you guys.
We're happy to have you. I'm telling you. So just grab a seat, grab a chair and join the conversation. We'll get into that full effect in just a moment as we, you know, get set for that. All right, the break should be coming up now. It's not. Okay, as soon as that's ready, we'll go for that necessary break. And as we come back for the message that we've got for you in our topic today on the Family Talk. Right, Andrea?
That's right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes, yes. Yes. Cheers to life. Welcome.
Aye, aye, aye. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ekene. Right now, I'm calling from Delta State.
Oh, Ekene is calling from Delta. Wow.
Yeah, I was even so surprised myself. Wow.
Went through, right?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, great. I mean, a lot of energy, plenty of that still coming. Whether from Lagos or Delta, on Anambra, or Imo, Ogun. Why am I mentioning states today, man? Or y'all? Ogun, I mentioned Ogun already in our Collins. Where else? Come on. Akwa Ibom. Let me just go randomly. Kebbi.
Sokoto.
Enugu. Zanibo Gyal. Benue. Kogi. What's up? How you guys doing? Everywhere listening to the song. Kaduna. Abuja. La Capital. Good
all
morning.
All around the world as well. We have people calling from Saudi Arabia.
Yes, Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Okay, we have some messages, right?
Yeah, we do, but...
Okay, one call first. Hey. Little Shelley. Anyways, we'll try to fix those lines and get this call screened. And that's if there's someone at the screen. And if not, we just get those calls coming in as we proceed. Well, guys, it's come up. It's coming up gradually to half past the hour. And this is when we... are set indeed. Okay, it's time for us to bring our focus today in the Family Talk, right? Mm. The time is right for that.
That's right.
Okay, Andrea is going to do the honors, no doubt. But let's see this person who has been here for a while. Hey, good morning to you.
What's up, Lego?
What's up, cheers to life?
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My sister. Things don't differ from travel ever.
Oh, great to have you on the show. How you doing this morning?
I thank God for bringing me back to the site where I work. Talking about intellectual property. If intellectual property don't give you food for table, organ liver.
They tell you.
You see, after my public has been in this university, I have to come down to work in the site. From I started carrying pom pom. Today I'm a supervisor in the site, you understand? Going up and down to three story building, five story building, going up and down to supervise people, you know. So look, it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy, my brother.
But we'll keep going.
Intellectual property of 18, okay?
We're not talking about that too. I just mentioned this, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much. You have signed in, Jordan Dukwe. You have signed in. Thank you. Don't change topic for us, sir. Intellectual property is not what we're talking about. But I'm just saying that if you have given your intellectual property for years, it's good. That should be enough. If you know the value of it, it should be enough to put food on your table in old age. Or when you are no more, when you're no more in the scene. You know, I was citing the Idris Abdul Karim experience. I mean, these are those who, you know, pretty much, you know, paved the way. One of those who paved the, even though he has fathers too, those who paved the way for the young lads to enjoy the industry the way it is now.
That's right. David is on the line and he's a first time caller. Hello. Hi.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good what's morning. Up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
How you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right.
Sorry, I miss you.
No.
How are you,
I
David?
To you every morning.
Okay, you listen to us every morning. That's great to know.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite part of the show, since you listen to us?
When you play the intro song.
Imagine. Okay, that's something. So, David, you're calling from Ojo, right? So, what's going on?
Ojo is fine. I was supposed to be going to school today, but I don't have class.
Okay, so you are balling at home.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, all right. Makes a lot
enjoy.
Of sense.
Just
thank
grab
you.
A seat, man, David. Enjoy. All right, Bayo's on the line.
Okay, we'll quickly take Bayo and then we move on. Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Pius, not Bayo. Pius.
Oh, Pius.
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
I'm supposed to be fine, but right now I am afraid. I'm calling to report something. There is a police officer at Lekki Phase 1 gate now just shooting, and I don't know who he's shooting at or what he's shooting at. You can ask anybody to confirm whether he's chasing bike or something. I was in my car. I just saw people running. Some bike men left their bike and ran away.
Wow.
He stood at the gate and was shooting. I don't know what he or he's shooting at. Is he doing target practice where people are at the gate of Lekki Phase 1? People ran away. People were leaving their cars. After the NSAS, people are still having that NSAS. It's not fair now. We are not animals.
Wow.
You mean right now? Did you say that happened right now?
I saw the police officer standing there shooting. Some Agberos came that were beside it. They were holding knife. Whether they were chasing bikers, I don't know. How can you just stand there and be shooting? Even if you are shooting in the air, how far?
No. Before I thank you for this information. We appreciate you indeed. And I know they're listening. All right. And this is specifically calling on the Maricopa Police Station. Of course, I know those are great guys there. I have seen them in action, you know, making sure that they get rid of these criminals in due time. And I know for sure that they're hearing this now. They'll do something about that. A police officer, there's a report right now about alleged police officer, because not everybody wear uniform. If you never see the number, that's how I wanted to ask the guy, the name and all that to ascertain that it's actually a police officer. It could be anybody. So just saying, so that we can, before we just put sentiment on it, just straight up, all right? I'm not denying what you've said, but I'm saying that the police should get into action right now. Lekki Phase 1 is very close to the Maricopa Police Station, of course, and I know that those gentlemen there would do the needful to ensure that people can go about. It's Monday, for crying out loud. We can't be starting Monday like this. So if you're around that area, if you have more reports about this, do not hesitate to send us a message and possibly a picture so that we also can have more information and also divert the same information to the relevant authorities.
Yeah, that's right. You can send a message to 08095975805. If you're around that vicinity at the moment and you are probably an eyewitness, you can send a message telling us if you saw exactly what happened. We have a WhatsApp message coming from Idozi Edinaji, and he says, "What's up, Lagos? My amazing, dynamic, on-air couple, cheers to life. Missed you guys loads. Have not been able to join you for some personal reasons. You both always make my day. We're glad that we do make your day."
Thank you very much, and that's the hope we have and bring each and every day we come on the radio so we can make your day.
Yes.
And it was not "Don't Leave Me," I know. I didn't ask for that.
Looking at you like, is that
they
"Don't Leave Me"?
It sounded like it, but it's not. Anyway, it's 10:35. It's looking like we're getting set to bring our main conversation to the fore. But Igwe Choice is calling, and I need to know, because Igwe is persistent. And he's a first-time caller.
That's right.
And now the first-time caller. Hi, Igwe. Good morning, Igwe. Hello.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, we love that.
Just alive.
Just alive.
Absolutely. Welcome, welcome.
My name is Igwe Choice. I'm calling from Owerri.
Great to have you, Igwe Choice.
Let's talk.
How are you doing this morning?
My sister Andrea. I just called to greet you. My name is Igwe Choice with Collins. And Andrea.
That's okay, man. Calling to greet is good. We love it. He's a first-time caller. Guys, you won't understand what it takes to get connected, to get actually allow your call go through. I know you'll be like, "Collins, it shouldn't be that difficult." But that's it. When you have the numbers, man, there's nothing you can do.
Right.
All our shows every day, you have people calling and calling, and you just have to manage. That's why we have multiple platforms for you. I think it's time for us to get into our main conversation for today, right?
That's right. It's 10:37 and it's about time to bring to you our main focus on the show today. Family talk is something that would spark some kind of reaction, and we are sure about this because raising children is a big deal, but having to raise children all by yourself. If you're a person who have experienced single parenting, or if you're a person who raised a child without a father, or raised a daughter, if you're a father, you've raised a daughter without a mother, how was your experience? And if you are a mother, you've raised a son without a father, how was your experience, or how is your experience? We all said today we want to sample your opinion on fathers raising daughters without their mothers and mothers raising sons without their fathers. We also want to know the effect of raising children without the presence of either the father or the mother.
That's a lot to go. So I would like to say welcome back to Family Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the shaker, somebody? All right. And it's another edition indeed. It is a segment on What's Up Lagos that runs Mondays to Friday, except for Wednesday. And we talk family matters, bring real life conversation. And well, raising children is what we're focusing on today, like Andrea mentioned. Well, to be an active part of today's broadcast, you could watch us live right now on Facebook, on YouTube, and you could also follow us on Twitter. Well, for Facebook and YouTube, it is Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3. And you could also, for Twitter, it is at Nigeria Info FM. That's how to connect with us live right here.
That's right. And if you want to send a WhatsApp message, you can do that 0809-597-580-05. And also the studio line 0700-993-993-993 and the female only line 01465-7190. A lot of numbers there.
Absolutely. Hope you get to cram all these numbers. You got to cram them where you are. Write it down. Anyways, let's get into the conversation now. Now, raising children is tough, but it can also be extremely rewarding, guys. We all want to be the best parents we can. You know, it can be indeed for and to our children. But there is often conflicting advice on how to raise a kid who's confident, kind, and successful. Now, the psychological effects of our childhood experiences can have we describe as an outsized impact on who we become later in life.
And that's very correct, actually. Most of us, we are products of the experiences that we've had during our childhood.
Yep.
And sometimes you know, be it either negative or positive experiences, it does have a way of shaping who we become in the future.
That's right.
Now, recent research suggests that boys living with single mothers are at an even greater disadvantage than girls in any number of ways. Psychologically, studies show that children growing up without fathers are more likely to be aggressive and quick to anger. Other effects include more likely to be depressed, more likely to have low self-esteem, more likely to do poorly in school, and more likely to be incarcerated. Allow me. And to commit suicide, and also more likely to use drugs. Now, that's extreme.
Wow, that really touched me because, you know, I really have to thank God for my life, you know. On the other hand, anyways, children raised without mothers tend to show more emotional problems. Later in life, they have trouble making normal relationships. And they struggle with what I'll describe as abandonment and security issues. And being a single father to a daughter can be particularly daunting. As you navigate all the social situations, complex feelings, and developmental changes your daughter experiences throughout her youth. Now, without the first-hand understanding of some of what she's going through. Now, look at the gender. You know, it could be easy for you to guide man to man. I mean, you know, as a man raising a son, you know, as a woman raising up a daughter, you say, okay, this is what you expect. But it's more daunting for a man to start raising up a daughter alone. And these are things you don't hear on radio. These are things people don't talk about. But that's not to say that there are not millions of people out there who have this experience, and millions of people who are product of such experiences in our society.
That's why we want to ask for your opinion. What's your opinion on fathers raising their daughters all by themselves and mothers raising their sons without a father figure all by themselves?
Do you have any experience based on the topic today, raising children, just like Andrea put it clearly? Do you find it challenging as a father raising your female child alone? Or as a mother, do you find it challenging raising your male child alone?
And for me personally, I want to ask this very this question. Do you think it is possible to successfully raise a male child as a mother, or raise, I mean, if you're a man this time, successfully raise a female child as a father? Some people would say that it is possible, but how's the experience been? What are those challenges? Because, you know, we cannot just say that, oh, it's easy, swift, it's possible. There are challenges. So we want to hear from you this morning. If you are in this box, if you're having this particular experience, if this is your story, share with us this morning.
Remember the psychological studies, and that's experts speaking, that children who are who grew up without their fathers are more likely to be aggressive and quick to anger.
That's right.
And we hear other side effects to include more
depression. Low self-esteem.
Yep.
Perform poorly at school.
Yep.
Even committing suicide.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, indulging in drugs.
And all that.
Wow.
So maybe the roots of some of the things we see today could be from what we're talking about today. So wouldn't it be great to have you share your experience and talk to us and also ask the questions? And if you can also speak from an expert's opinion, a perspective. If you know, an expert in the field, you could also talk as, you know, an experienced person in that field if you have had the experience in any of these questions that we've asked today.
You see, raising children on its own is a whole lot of work.
Yeah.
Even with the mother and the father
present.
So how much more when it is just you raising that child? Now, raising a child, be it a mother and daughter now, but we're going far to say you raising a son as a woman, and you as a man raising a daughter, right? Now, how a female child,
what are the challenges?
How a female child develops is different from how a male child develops.
That's right.
And somehow it takes you who have experienced that development, your own, to know what it would take. For instance, a mom now, she knows that when she's in her teenage age, she's going to expect this and that and that. Mm-hmm. Now, when she sees her daughter, she knows what to tell her daughter, mm-hmm. right? But for when it's a boy now, there are areas where you'd be like, okay, I don't really know so much about this. Mm-hmm. I don't have first-hand experience about this.
Yep.
How can I help him in this particular area?
That's right.
And apart from that, psychologically, there's this void, mm-hmm. right? When you know that there's not a man, a father figure around, that's to the daughter now. Mm-hmm. And it could bring what they call the daddy syndrome.
Yeah.
Now, daddy syndrome could be in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, it could be that, oh, she had a poor relationship with the father.
Yeah.
Or it could be that there's a void where she
never
had a relationship with the father. And the daddy syndrome there goes either ways of you, you know, looking for any man who can give you that father figure, mm-hmm. you know, in later in the future, mm-hmm. right? Looking for a man who can satisfy you,
always,
or give you protection, or give you, you know, safe hands. And
always thinking that you need a man.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, there's so many effects. There are just so many effects in
that's
that.
Right.
And I know it's going to be a great conversation. So, Lagos, let's bring you in.
Mm.
Let's have you talk to us this morning on our number one station for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. Family Talk, raising children. And you heard the questions we're asking you. Let's put that to the fore again so that you do not, or so that you're guided. Let me put it that way. What's your opinion on fathers raising their daughters by themselves and mothers raising their sons without a father figure? Do you have an experience? Do you have an opinion on that? What do you think would come out? Is it true what they say, that these children may most likely experience the things we've talked about, like depression, like aggressiveness, like also those things that will stop them from being the best of themselves? Do you have any experience based on the topic? Would you like to share with us? And also, do you find it challenging as a father raising a female child alone, or a mother do the same raising your male child alone? Those are the questions we're asking.
All right, Moses is on the line and he's calling from Lekki. Hi, Moses.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos? Good to have you on
the
show.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Yeah. Anyway, this is Moses. Good morning to Andre.
Good morning.
And Mr. Teke himself.
Good morning.
Yeah. I want to say something. Actually, you talked about mother raising a child. Father, what about a child that raised himself?
That's a different topic for another day.
Okay.
That's another conversation for another
day. I'm coming. Because, as a person, actually, I would say I experienced depression at the time. But actually, I wasn't raised directly by my father or my mother. I was raised by my father's aunt. And the truth is that growing up wasn't easy. Because this boy has started living alone at the age of maybe 13 or so. Yeah.
All right. So
and
that's not specifically a direction of the conversation.
One thing I want to say is this.
Moses, the question is the effect, right? What's your opinion on fathers raising their daughters themselves?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And mothers raising their sons without a father figure.
One thing I just know, the thing there is this.
Yeah.
Is a father trying to inculcate his own ideology into his child, a mother trying to inculcate his own ideology into his child. No, people doesn't raise children, and it affects these children. I think you have to raise a child in a neutral ground.
All right, great. Major point. Sunday from Bariga. Good morning, Sunday.
What's up, Lego?
Cheers to life. Welcome. Hi, Sunday.
Thank you, Collins and Andrea.
Yeah.
Good morning, Sunday.
My name is... Yeah, thank you so much. About the issue of, taking care of children when the father is not around, or probably the mother, that was part of my experience for very long time, for so many years.
Okay.
When the mother left them, one was at the age of 7.
All right.
And the other one was at the age of 13.
Were they all male children or male and female?
Female.
Female children, wow.
Wow.
Yes. Tell us, how challenging was it or easy?
So I have to take up the responsibility, even in their first experience, as you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Absolutely.
She was crying, come to me, daddy, I don't know. My body soaked with blood and what have you. I had to call my neighbors to take care of her as a female child.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and all that, before they could enter into, finish this in school, start, and then go into university. Both of them are now graduates.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I really, really thank God. It was a very terrible experience for me, in which, at the time, I wanted to commit suicide.
Wow.
Then why should this happen to me?
Wow.
But I thank God today, they are very, very good children. Mm. All of them are graduated.
Wow.
So I thank God for what the Lord has done in my life, not by my own power.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not by my own might, but by the special grace of God. What's up, Lego?
Yes, yes, yes. Sunday, cheers to life, sir.
Thank you, Sunday.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it was tough for him.
Yeah.
Hi, Emmanuel. Good to have you on the show.
What's up, Lagos? I thought I couldn't be Sunday
long. Oh, my.
So, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning, Andrea. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is a very important topic, and because just as you said earlier, it has a very long list of ripple effects on the life of children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my case is slightly like the first caller, but I experienced almost everything you listed as the impact of not being raised by maybe a father figure. Because I miss the two. I miss both the mother figure and I miss both the father figure.
Wow.
I don't know my mom. I don't know where she, I don't know how she looks like. Maybe a picture. I've never seen that before. So it's really a big deal, and it takes a very strong mind and objective mind at that to raise an opposite sex. Because there are a lot of things you wouldn't know because you didn't experience them.
Yeah.
Because there are some things you experience that won't particularly be applicable to this new child now, because of age now, because of environmental, societal difference, and all of
different
that.
Generation.
Yes. So all those things have a direct impact. Talkless of now not being raised by somebody who has similar experience, even if that those experience will not be applicable. But what should happen is if you are raising a child, whether your sex or you're not your sex, though I know it's more particular to the opposite sex, I think being objective, being flexible as parents is very important.
Mm.
So that the child will also have some level of... So I think we should just raise a child from the objective of making the child being independent and not... That everything we have in our head, the child should just take it, think like that.
Okay.
So it has, I almost committed suicide. I was depressed. I had low self-esteem. The only thing I didn't do in your list was abuse drugs. But I experienced every other stuff. So it's very difficult for the child. And in most cases, also, it's very difficult for the parents.
Thank you so much, Emmanuel, and thank God you're standing. Now, for those who are considering divorce, you say it cannot work, and you have children. I hope you're listening to this, though, because the truth is, if you have them in mind, that divorce is never an option, just saying.
All right, Esther is on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Esther, how are you doing?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? You're great. Okay, the sound was bad. And we really do need to go on a short break at the moment. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Just stay with us. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome back. 6 minutes gone past 11 o'clock. It's still Nigeria Info 99.3. And you're hanging out with the techies. Today's conversation's a bit uptight and quite serious because we want to hear from you. It looks like people who have found themselves in this particular situation are most times, they find themselves depressed, especially children who were raised either without a mother or without a father. If you are that child that was raised either without a father or without a mother, to let us know your experience this morning. And also, if you're a parent and you are experiencing this at the moment, today's conversation is centered around raising children without a parent figure, either a mother or a father, right? So if you're that parent this morning, we'd like for you to share your experience with us, all right? And tell us, what's your opinion on fathers raising daughters all by themselves and mothers raising sons all by themselves? We also want to know if your experience, which is something I've said earlier. Do call us 0700-993-993-993 or 081-465-7190 if you're a woman. We have a few WhatsApp messages here, and I'll take this from Hamzat. Hamzat from Lagos Island says, "What's up, Lagos? I had these experience from years back. My wife wasn't around for a while, and I was the one doing the work of two people. And he says, I have to close work as early as possible to take my kid from school. I stayed with her to the end of the day." All right. Thank you for sharing that. Also, there have been reports about the incidents going on at Lekki. This person is talking about the... All right. He says, "Hi there, Techers. I can confirm the police was shooting at Lekki Phase 1 gate. It's police versus Okada men. I couldn't stop to take pictures." All right. Thank you for sharing that. We hope that the situation has been put under control at the moment. Let's see. This person says, hashtag Nigeria Info, Teke Dimeji, the gunshot fire is between police officers from Marocor and Okada riders. This is Ade from Lekki Phase 1. We really do hope that that has been taken care of. Another gunshot or shooting, this person here says, serious fight between Agbero's going on at Yanoba and Volks bus stop. Ojo local government, gunshots are being heard as at 10:30 a.m. today, Monday. All right, thank you for sharing that with us. We appreciate. This person here has no name, and he says, "What's up, Lagos? It's not easy being raised by a single parent. While growing up, I didn't enjoy a father's love. Right now, I have so much expectations, which I am getting from my marriage. But for the love of my children, I will do all I can to make it work." All right. Wow. Aloy from Mojoa is on the line at the moment, and I think that they've been waiting for quite a while. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Chester Life? How are you doing this morning?
I'm cool. I'm actually in Ojoa now. There's a serious fight going on here.
Okay.
It's the last gate now. In fact, I have to reverse back. I don't know people, but I saw police with guns, and some people are running helter-skelter. Meanwhile, back to what you guys are discussing, being raised by single parents.
Yeah.
You know? Me personally, I won't even say whether I was raised by single parents or not, because I didn't know my mom. My mom died when I was less than a year old.
Wow.
And I was taken into the convent home. You know, where they keep motherless babies home.
Wow.
You know, my father married again. And at the end of the day, it was not easy for me. We actually two boys, two girls, and every other person find their way. Some married without even knowledge of our parents. Me, after my dad saw me after 19 years, didn't know me. You know, imagine the father not recognizing
his son. Wow.
You know, he didn't know me. He had to be convinced that it was me. Now, the thing here is this. It wasn't funny because I ended up as a house boy. And it got to a point that I decided to take my life.
Wow.
In fact, I was accused. I was maltreated. I was beaten before the whole school. Accused for a lot of things I didn't do, until one day I just took some rope and entered bush. I already tied it on the tree. I was just to hang it. A voice said to me, if you die now, who do you think I will lose? Apparently, in my suite, I just told myself, let me find out if there is anybody that actually gave birth to me. But wow. somehow, thank God I didn't. Sometimes suicide is not an option.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't.
Absolutely.
That my dad that dumped us then, I was the person that carried him for 2 years when he was sick. His burial, I single-handedly handled it. And sometimes, the person that actually took the whole crown on her head was the person, my mom, senior. But when she got married, it became so uncomfortable for her to keep me any longer.
Wow.
My dear, don't even think of. The only thing I'm praying in my life, and I look at my children now, I said, God, I will be there for them. Even if I will not be there, I will make sure that when I leave, they will have something strong to lay hold on. Don't even resign it.
Thank you so much for sharing that experience with us. Wow. That's a
Thank
lot.
Thank you, man.
That's
a
lot.
Be.
That's a lot, actually.
A lot, David.
Hello? Hello? Okay, Prince, you have to call us back. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
All right. The Prince is out.
Hello? Hello?
All right.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Chester Life? How you doing this morning?
I'm good, Andre.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Oh, good to have you.
Yeah, the guy I dropped you off in your house some days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I've been trying and
you
trying
made
and trying.
It.
And trying. I made it today.
You made it. Good to have you.
How are you doing, my sister?
Very well, thank you.
Talking about, I was fortunately raised by my father and my mother. But at the time, in the because of my growing up, my father got married to a second wife. And things became so difficult that my mom had to move out of the house and all that. So, but thank God for life. My mom, she's still alive. My dad is still alive. And we're all together at the moment. I really thank God for that. You know, having my own kids, looking at them with the ups and downs of life today, I pray every day to give me grace just to be there for them because it's not easy in Lagos City. Collins.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your contribution. We're great. Thank you so much. Appreciate you for calling.
Just
alive.
15 minutes past 11. I almost said Techie Talk. Family Talk is what you're listening to on a Monday. And listening to experiences. And I would lie to you. If you know the multiply effect of what we're talking about on the lives of those who are affected by such an experience, you want to take this a bit more seriously. Because, like we said, most of them had something common. Some of them wanted to take their lives. And you know, we talk about the children themselves. How about the parent or the single parent who is also doing the job? Sometimes their only hope is this pekin. Their motivation is this child, and it's also everything they have to do. And it's quite a tough place to find yourself, and it's not a good place to find yourself as a child growing up in that kind of condition. I mean, not in Africa, not in Nigeria, not in Lagos. I mean, not in Lagos. That there's a lot to deal with already. All right, adding that to it would just be too much. Too much. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? My name is Emmanuel.
Good to have you, Emmanuel.
Yeah, I'm calling from my chair.
All right. Great to have you on the show.
Yes. This didn't happen directly to me, but I have a friend, a colleague now that has a son, and I can see the pain in her eyes. I can see that sometimes she grumbles, she murmurs and says things like, oh, if I can maybe just send this boy to a boarding school or something. She says a lot.
So sometimes I had to just wait to carry her to work and all that.
Wow.
It's not easy. And by the way, you guys are doing amazing. I think I'm hoping for one day that you guys would do Ask Me Anything, that you would tell us how you guys are able to, because I know many couples who have mm-hmm. find it difficult to work in the same place.
And yeah. That's,
so I think maybe you guys would do something one day and say, this is how we are doing it, and this, so that other people will learn. maybe some people even start businesses together.
Mm. Yeah.
Working in the same place or business. But
yeah.
I kudos to you guys.
Thank you
very much. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, it's the same thing like every other person facing challenges in their marriages, in their lives. It's just a matter of the handling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I...
Yeah. But I mean, from what he said, the fact that we can do... I mean, it's 3 months already.
Yeah.
Even though the initial stage was actually...
It was tough. You know?
A lot of mental restructuring. Okay.
Yeah.
He's my colleague here and he's not my husband.
I know that.
Yeah, that happens.
When people are calling regularly and say, how's your wife? How's your husband? You know?
With Collins, all that. Collins.
With
Collins, how's your wife?
You know, it's a big deal, trust me.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to deal with. But hey, we're here, standing 3 months and we're still counting. And we're going strong and strong. And by the way, from next month, there'll be a lot of announcements and changes. Not changes, so to speak. A lot
improvement.
Of improvement. And a lot of exciting things are coming on the show.
And that's right.
That would... better mend our homes.
That's right.
All right.
That's
we're
right.
Mending homes, yeah. Because, you see, Nigeria's problem cannot be fixed from the top bottom.
Mm.
And the bottom is not a situation of... why am I entering that accent? Anyways, the bottom we're talking about here is not about... you know, there's always that masses versus government. So the masses at the bottom, the government at the top. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about... From the bottom is the home where every child, you can't be, even those who are born on the streets, they have home.
Yeah.
They have a place they call home. That space where there's mother, father, or there is someone to father or mother these children. And the kind of relationship these two people have in front of those kids, the kind of values they pass on, is what's going to change Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
No, not some of us who are ahead. We have many things that have already spotted our head. We can't change, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we find that quite important and very necessary. That's why we choose to have this conversation, you know, spend these 2 hours every weekday to have a conversation, you know, about our families.
Yes,
and
right.
These issues that you naturally will not hear generally. You know, people just talk pockets of it, but we bring it to the fore, full-fledged, because we know the importance of this.
Yes, and we also are very concerned about you. That's why we keep asking for your experience.
Mm.
And you see, from everything that we've said, highly of all the topics that mm-hmm. we bring to the fore here, are highly, highly relatable conversations,
yep.
especially, you know, in the family.
Mm-hmm.
One way or the other, it affects you. One way or the other, you have your own story to share.
That's
and
right.
So we're here to be a part of your life. We've been having emails, people sending us emails.
Yes.
People sending us DMs, people bringing their stories and their experiences to us. But that's like a hint of what the...
Yeah, it's coming. I mean, what we're...
The improvements
from next
that will
quarter.
Be happening.
And Lagos, thank you so
soon.
Much. Many hundreds of thousands of you listen to the show in the month, in the last 3 months, many hundreds of thousands of you on a daily basis. And if you multiply that, that's millions of people in Lagos. Chai, well done.
Thank
you so much for listening to Family Talk. I'm listening to What's Up Lagos with the techers, Andrea and my humble self. I don't know what to say. But next quarter, starting from Ola, is it next month? Starting from next month, right? No, the quarter has started now. You know, by next month, end of this month, we know, by the time we enter May, you'll definitely be hearing some of these announcements and promos certainly on the show.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Fine. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Who are we talking to?
Talking to Mary from Aja.
Mary from Aja. You sound pretty low. What's going on?
Are you okay?
Fine. Yes, I'm fine.
All right, so go ahead. Talk to us.
You guys are talking about single parents.
Yes.
Okay. My husband died. I was raising my two boys alone.
Okay.
So it was not easy. When their father died, the senior one was 5.
Wow.
And the second one was 2.
So how did you do it?
I do it now.
Yeah.
How old are they now? How old are they now?
Okay, the first one is 21 now.
Wow.
Wow.
You have done well.
Wow. We're clapping for you. See, we're giving
the
special.
The second one is 17.
Wow. Yes. From 5, that's a lot. You must have put in your all in it. A lot. Don't worry.
All. Is even now I'm getting tired.
Wow. Please don't get tired. Please hang in there.
Okay.
Just hang in there. You're going to eat the fruit of your labor. And, you know, I don't know. You've done well. That's the best I can say. That's the best we can say.
What I would encourage you to do is be friends with your boys.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're friends with them.
Yes.
Yeah, so that they can tell you everything and anything.
They can better.
Because the truth is, as they are, I'm sure that they're feeling the void of their father. That vacuum that the father isn't there. I'm sure they feel it once in a while.
Hmm.
I know.
It's not an easy place to be, but trust me, you've done so well. So well, such that, I won't lie, we can just only clap for you, say well done. Mm. And at your prayer, my praise, you're going to eat the fruit of your labor.
Okay. Thank you, amen.
You're welcome.
Although the second one entered university last year, this corona thing didn't allow.
Yeah, okay. Tell him to, if he's online, you chat us now. You chat us up online, eh?
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your experience.
Wow.
Man.
You're weak, Abby. Hey, what's
Hello,
up?
What's up, Lega?
What's up?
Just alive.
Good morning.
Yes. Just alive.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're
good. We're fine.
Okay.
How are you?
This is the salami and a widow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have to kiss a boy and a girl.
How easy?
Their father died year 2005.
Mm-hmm.
My first daughter, the daughter was 5. But the son is, my son was 7 years then.
Hmm.
I swear, it's not easy. Trade them, it wasn't an easy thing. Just that, me and those children, we don't have friends to interfere of ourselves.
Hmm.
At times, we do everything together. When they come from school, we hustle, we do all sorts of stuff. So when my daughter gained admission, I called the father's family. They said that even your children have not gotten admission. I said, I don't. So I carried my cross. So I too. So when with God, all things are possible.
That's right.
Thank you so much for sharing. Hang in there and you'll be... You're doing a great job already.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. You see, it's tough. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, great to have you on the show. Who are we talking to?
My name is Nana. I'm calling from Warri.
Oh, great to have you, Nana.
Warri. Good morning.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Well, what's up, Lagos, first of all? This is my first time calling. And
Wow. Yeah. Good to have you, man. Cheers to life.
Yeah, just to. Listening to the program got me really, really annoyed because my childhood has been messed up.
Wow.
Because I did live with my grandparents. First of all, I found out that I used to live with them knowing that my grandfather was my father, my grandmom was my mother, my mom was my sister.
Wow.
So it was really, really messed up until when I was 12. And then my father came along the way and be like, hey, hello, I'm sorry about the time lost and, you know, and, you know, we just had to forgive and everything just went off. But for since then, I haven't spent a day with him. R.I.P. to my mom. I lost her about 2014. She got married to someone else and she had kids.
Wow.
So I was the first child between them. And my dad, he's not in the country though. He's far in the UK. He got married to a lady over there. He had kids. But what really pisses me off is this. Growing up without any of them left a big void in me. Sometimes I'll be like, okay, I want to talk to someone. Who can I talk to? And there is no one.
You know
no
what?
No one at all.
Yeah. What we're going to do, we need to go on a break now. What we're going to do is, certainly, make sure you do us a DM, right? Make sure you do us a DM. We can take it off from there and have conversation. I mean, we have something in common, man. We could talk. All right? Thank you so much, Nana. Have fun.
All right, we'll go on a break at the moment. When we come back, we'll be time for Power Solutions. We'll wrap up the conversation, of course, and it'll be time for Power Solutions. To stay with us. Don't go anywhere.